Welcome to Sick's Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The second baseman, Juan Rios. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oiler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pepke and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Pilots. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago bunts for an out with unknown description. Pepke moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Donaldson makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Harrison moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Dennis Pepke. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Rios applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dick Drago. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now playing right field. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrison. Comer moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Comer moves to third. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Comer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rios fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pilots. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Royals 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Juan Rios now playing shortstop. Galen Cisco now pitching. Hawk Taylor now catching. Lou Piniella now playing. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rios is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Royals 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Comer bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gill takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Hegan scores. Gill moves to second. It's 4-1, Pilots. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick bunts towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.